Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. The preaching today is entitled, Hear Another Parable.
Reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to his tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenant seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to these tenants when he comes? They answered him, He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him produce at the proper times. Jesus said to them, Did you ever read in the scriptures, The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowd, for they regarded him as a prophet. In 1992, a vastly popular and well-listened-to radio station in Rwanda began referring to the Tutsi people as cockroaches and snakes. In April 1994, the Hutu majority began squashing the cockroaches and smashing in the heads of the snakes. By July 15, 1994, over 1,070,000 persons lay dead. So cold, calculating, and obviously sinful. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. This line from today's gospel, it too is cold, calculating, and obviously sinful. You and I, we aren't that awful. We are not killing the son. We are not participating in genocide. And yet, might we be somewhere in this first verse of today's gospel? Jesus said to the chief priests and elders, Jesus is addressing those who are reasonably convinced they got it right. Those who are regarded by others as having moral authority and influence. What does he say next, still addressing them? Does he say, good job, you got it right? No, he doesn't. What he offers is yet another invitation to conversion, another threshold to truth with the promise of mercy. He does so with the words, hear another parable. Today in this parable, we are reminded about the abundance of enough. Tenants are not the owners. And as tenants, we have enough. We have more than enough. Lent is a good time to remember that we have more than enough. becoming grateful for what we do have rather than manipulating and conniving for more or for what we think would be even better is not fruit of the kingdom. The ripening process in this Lenten season is the ongoing participation in conversion for transformation. Hear this parable. Living in gratitude, appreciation, empathy, and compassion, these are the fruits of the kingdom. Lent offers a time to face what is cold and calculating in ourselves. Those things we act out in the meanness and slight. Lent offers a time of conversion. We are uncomfortable with the suffering of others. We have the privilege to overlook that suffering. Who do we dehumanize? All of us contribute to systems that are unjust. Whether wittingly or unwittingly, we keep them in place. Systems such as racism, sexism, and poverty. These are cold, calculating, and sinful. So today, let us indeed hear this parable and welcome the arrival of the Son, who invites us into the ripening process of conversion, transformation, in order to produce the fruit of the kingdom.